Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very accomplished digital marketing expert from the Philippines, Desiree Jane Montejo. Des, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ash.
This is, as I mentioned, a digital marketing expert for coaches and consultants. So, Des, let's start talking about the kind of work that you do. So, tell me a little bit about the work that you're doing.
Yeah, sure. So, I'm Desiree, and I've been doing digital marketing for coaches, consultants, and entrepreneurs for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. So, I've helped them with copywriting, email marketing, landing pages, social media marketing and management, lead generation, and have been providing digital marketing strategies they can use also for their businesses. Yeah, also based on my, you know, on my research, just want to share this, that it's very important to share daily value post and edutainment content on your network because it really attracts the right people and your ideal clients also. So that's a brief story of what I do.
Very interesting. So, you know, that's one of the challenges that everybody seems to face in this incredibly fast moving digital world is how do I build a brand? You have been doing this for many years for coaches, consultants, and now you're getting into other areas. Tell me what goes into building a digital brand.
Yeah, based on my experience, I've been experiencing or having challenges with procrastination and clarity, you know, I procrastinate on tasks that I already planned in my planner because of not having clarity on what my goals are, which leads me to be stuck in whatever I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's really true that procrastination is something to do with attitude and I must conquer it. I must do things that needs to be done regardless if it's perfect or not. So, all the time having done is better than perfect. And as I move toward my goals, each day brings me wisdom and clarity on what my goals and purpose are. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason also why I niche down, because I now have the clarity on what my vision and goals are and also my purpose. So yeah, those are the two challenges I've been experiencing in building my brand. And yeah, I believe I keep on improving every day. And
okay,
I think that's the good news.
Well said, well said. And one of the other challenges that a lot of people try to understand is there are so many different platforms. If you look at the big ones like a LinkedIn and Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, how does someone decide which platform to select?
That's a good question. Actually, I always suggest to choose a platform where your target market or ideal clients are active or are hanging out, because it's easier to sell or offer your products, the right products or services in front of the right people.
And when you work with coaches and consultants and areas of leadership, what are some of the challenges you face?
I think, it's, having the consistency and grit are some challenges also I've experienced even up until now. And when it comes to doing the right things for my business, you know, a lot of distractions are everywhere. So I must really choose what emotions should I entertain in a day, the things and even people that are important for my growth and for my business. I must also follow and do actions every day and make them as my daily habit. Because I believe that when you become habitual of what you do, it's a lot easier to do them, even if, you know, the days are bad.
So Des, tell me, you must have worked with many coaches. Without giving any names, can you share with us how you have helped someone build a brand for coaching?
Yes, sure. Definitely. Recently, I had a client. She's a high performance coach. She's offering more of a somatic coaching experience for executive people. So actually, she's been in the coaching industry for, I think, 2 to 3 years already. And yeah, on LinkedIn, we were really focused on her LinkedIn channel. So I've helped her, you know, optimize her LinkedIn profile to make it attractive to the right people or through their ideal clients. And then I did her social media content or LinkedIn content post daily. And writing her LinkedIn newsletters and articles as well. So she really told me that it really helped her a lot. You know, it attracts her more opportunities. And she even closed clients when working with me. I also help her with lead generation. And that type of lead generation is connecting to the right people. You know, scheduling calls with her by doing some networking, personal messaging, because that's very important. Reaching out also to her target market helps her build her brand.
And from people who are looking at all your posts, do you get any feedback on what are their expectations about the communications that you are generating?
Yes. I got leads also that are scheduling calls with me because of my post. Because what I really post on my social media platform, especially on LinkedIn, is that valuable content that would really, you know, address their biggest problems or challenges they're having in their business. And actually, that's one of the ways I'm doing, one of the most effective ways I'm doing to interact with them, having a conversation with them through my post. So it really helps me also, you know, build my list or build leads.
Interesting. So Des, you also mentioned that you help your clients to fine-tune their LinkedIn profile. Can you give our viewers and listeners a few tips on how they can improve their profile?
Yes, of course. First of all, you need to optimize your profile. So when I say optimizing your profile, you need to be more specific on who the people you wanted to help with and what transformation or services you are offering with them. You know, it's very important that even your short bio on your profile, it must attract them by saying how you wanted to transform your ideal clients. And then create your LinkedIn banner, you know, have an SEO based for the content or your about section, you know, ask recommendations, testimonials from your clients. And then it's very important to really at least have, for, you know, if you're just starting on LinkedIn, have at least 10 LinkedIn article that you can share and have it featured on your profile. And then just continue adding people who are part of your network. Do networking, do reaching out to them because it's really important. And don't forget also to share valuable content on a daily basis.
So what you're really saying is consistency is very important on LinkedIn.
That's correct.
Okay. And how do you measure performance of all the posts that you are putting out on LinkedIn?
Yeah, actually, there are a lot of data that we can gather on LinkedIn to measure the performance and to make it more effective and what to focus on. We need to be clear on what the goals are in using LinkedIn. In my experience, people are using LinkedIn to attract prospective clients, then getting them into their calendars for a coffee date. That's a start. And to measure it, I always suggest to them to put a question on their scheduling tool or Calendly maybe and ask where they find you. Because even in that simple question, you'd be able to identify that your LinkedIn strategies are working because people are, you know, scheduling calls with you. People are attracted to your services. So that's, you know, that's really a good news already that your LinkedIn strategies are really working. So.
Interesting. Des, you work with coaches and consultants. What are some of the areas of their work do you highlight to be able to get them more clients?
I think it's very important to you know, highlight authenticity and be more intentional in helping people, because having this aspects makes them stand out in their industry, and it just attracts what they need, like the kind of people they want to work with, and more opportunities as well.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me an example of where you have made a big difference without any names, of course?
Yeah. Basically, what I can think of right now is when I help my clients, you know, building their brand, showcasing their services in front of the right people. Because since I've been doing their LinkedIn post and also doing their lead generation, so it really helped them attract the right people. So I think that's already a, you know, a huge win for me. At the same time, huge win also for my clients.
Mm. And what got you started as a digital marketing guru?
Yeah, actually, before starting this business or digital marketing strategies, I was a government employee.
Okay.
So I resigned, and because I believe that my dream is in line with digital marketing, and I really wanted to achieve that. You know, it's very important to really move forward towards your goal. So that's why I resigned and, you know, enrolled in courses that would help me build up my freelancing or digital marketing business. And that's why I'm here. And, you know, you know, as the days goes by, you get clearer and clearer on your goals and what you want to achieve, and also your purpose, why you are in that industry or in that career. So I believe I already got my purpose, and that is to serve more people or bring their message, especially for coaches, bring their messages in front of the right people.
How wonderful. There is another interesting development in digital marketing, which is a whole new breed of influencers. How can a coach or a consultant use an influencer to increase their own reach?
Yeah, this new breed of influencers, or actually what we call micro-influencers, brings value in a way that, you know, they can increase the views and engagements of a post or ads, which attract the right people in their market. However, there are problems in taking advantage of these influencers for coaches, because sometimes what they're sharing on social media is exaggerated, and people will identify them as scams. You know, we don't want that. So instead of helping people with the transformation they desire, it will happen, because I think that's where expectation versus reality meets. So we don't want that. We want authentic connections to our ideal clients, and we want to make sure that, you know, their service will really transform the people that they wanted to serve.
You know, my other question is that digital media moves at a very, very fast speed. You know, it's literally nanoseconds.
Yeah.
How do you ensure that your message is actually being seen or heard by people? Because by the time I log in, thousands of messages have already become old and redundant.
Yeah. I understand.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, in that case, you know, I'm also doing research every day how to make your message stand out in the competition or in the market that you're serving. So that's where consistency comes in. So being consistent in posting your daily post and making it sure that, you know, it's updated. You know, it talks about the challenges of your market. It talks about what the world is talking about, because you know, it's actually one, being consistent in showing up or posting your content on a platform. You know, hacks the platform's algorithm. So it's very important that you need to do that on a daily basis, consistently, to make sure that your message will really appear on top of the feeds of your audience.
The other challenge of social media is that it is global, right? So But if I'm sitting in one country as a coach or a consultant, I'd like to be able to focus on that one country. How do I ensure that the amount of money I'm going to invest is not wasted in countries that I have no interest in?
Yeah, that's where consistently connecting to the right market. Mm-hmm. So, for example, in my case, I'm from the Philippines, and I'm targeting coaches in the U.S. So, mm-hmm. since I'm using LinkedIn platform, I always make sure that I add people mm-hmm. in that specific country, and then offer my services to them. Also, that's an organic way of, you know, targeting the right people that you wanted to serve with. Another way would be paid advertising. You know, if you really wanted to pay for advertising, then mm-hmm. you must have a budget for that. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think both are very effective in really getting clients, because mm-hmm. I believe that in doing that, you're also getting your return of investment. You know, you're getting more when you do that consistently.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So time for one more question. When I was reading about you, you also talk about supporting your clients to have a healthy work-life balance. Mm-hmm. Tell me about what you do here for your clients.
Yeah, so marketing and coaching are really different. So I always assure them that I'm the expert in handling their marketing, so they can just focus on their coaching business and their clients. Mm-hmm. So we just don't work, but we are also, you know, having fun, even through quick conversations or meeting, and also learning from each other. And yeah, when I work with clients, I always treat their business as mine too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so it's kind of a work-life balance.
Mm. Interesting. Yes, on that note, thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for sharing with me so much about your understanding of digital marketing and all the amazing work that you're doing for so many of your clients. Thank you again and good luck.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ash. And it's nice talking to you, and have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast. Platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.